get back to work and knuckle down and get ready for Cleveland.
Judging by what we saw out there today, is it safe to say the bye week was a help?
I think it can always be a help as long as you take the right things from it. We got healthy, guys got fired up. Get that little nasty taste out of our mouth from the Monday night before. So guys were fired up and ready to get back on the field and do some things. So, you know, we're back in the swing of things. Looking forward to a good week of practice now and get ready to head out and take care of our business with the Browns. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're taking that momentum, the way we were able to move the ball, even with them kind of knowing that 4 minute offense, knowing that we were going to run the ball. But we just want to do more, and you take the positive from that. But we know we want to start faster. I want to start faster, and we expect more to, you know, take things up. We know Aaron's great as he is. We want to take pressure off of him, so he feels like whatever we do, it's going to work, and he doesn't have to necessarily just throw the ball and stuff. So,
Darren said that kind of the game plan today was to throw a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that kind of takes away from him as well, right?
Not necessarily. You might think so, but a lot of times when if a defense sitting back, sometimes it can open some lanes up and put them in sub personnel. Detroit does a great job of putting 8-9 guys in the box, playing the run and stopping the run. But like you said, that's why our passing game was we were able to move the ball. And tight ends were a lot open on the middle of the field. Different things opened up. We had some really good play-action plays. And we got to clean things up, though. As much as we moved the ball, you know, and Aaron did a great job of moving the ball up and down, passing the game, you know, we got hit way too many times. We got to take that out of this offense. We can't do that. And we got to finish drives. We want touchdowns. We love Mason. We love but as an offense, we expect touchdowns because we know we can get them.
As a future back, people are always going to be looking at you, mm-hmm. whether run numbers are, you know, mm-hmm. extraordinary or whether they're subpar. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're catching some heat this year?
Not necessarily. That's expectation is expectation. That's what it should be. Trust me, nobody expects more than myself. And the line, and we all expect I want to run for 150 every game. That's the expectation, and that's because we know we can. We want to start faster. I think we proved that, you know, we can. I don't know how many yards we had in that fourth quarter, but we can move the ball, and that's when they know that we're going to run the ball. So we want to execute, be cleaner, and that includes myself. No more blame on them, and it's probably more blame. I take more blame on myself because my job is to run regardless. But we just have to do more. We got to clean things up, and that's why you have another week. We take this win, take the momentum. We did some really good things, but have to clean things up when we come back.
What do you think Coach will be the most disappointed with, but what will we harp on tomorrow?
Probably just finishing as an offense, cleaning up our things. And really, that's every week in and week out. It's not about who we play. We want to execute. We always feel like the type of talent we have, if we play our game, it doesn't matter what they do. Because we're always going to, if we put ourselves in the right position and make the plays, we've got the talent to kind of go as far as we want. We'll probably talk on that, just clean things up, finishing drives better, not hurting ourselves. It's hard to beat a team and beat yourself, you know, when you're beating yourself as well. You can't beat two people. So that's just a matter of, cleaning things up, finishing drives better. Whether that means doing that extra step or doing that extra thing, me breaking an extra tackle, so the wide receiver making another guy miss, holding that block for an extra second, on the line, whatever that means, when they're throwing, we got to do it, and that's the difference between a team that's good, a team going to playoff, and a team that's a championship team, and we want our expectations are the highest here, and they should be. So guys are going to just continue to work.
You're one of the best guys to tell us about T.J. Lang. How's he doing in there when he had to step in for Terry?
I think he played well. He played with confidence, and that's the biggest thing. He played with confidence, and, it's tough to get thrown in there like that, especially at the end of the game, not warmed up and everything. So, that's the expectation. We expect all the guys to have great work weeks during the week to be ready and be able to go. Absolutely. Too many penalties. You got to take that out. That's not something that we don't take pride in that at all. And we got to clean that up. And they kill drives. It's hard to, I don't know what play you can call on first and 15, second and 15, all that, and third and long. Definitely narrows down your ability offensively.
Is that something that's on every individual guy to just kind of look at and say I'm not going to commit those pre snap things? I mean, is it something?
We take pride out of you. I think it's a focus thing, and all of us. It's a whole thing. We as a team, but it's a focus thing, and we know we need to buckle down as a team, and whether that means you need to you know, tie it in just a little bit more, focus in a little bit more, do what you got to do.
Ryan, Darren said that he'd like to run earlier. How is that possible? Or what?
Well, you know, like I said, it's a team aspect. So in this game, we knew we were going to get some opportunities passing the ball because they run the 8-9 in the box in Detroit. They really take pride in taking away the run. So we knew that we were going to have some, you know, play action, different openings for A-Rod, and he put the ball in money. You know, guys were wide open on a lot of different plays. It's hard when you're not consistent. You can't be in first and long, second and long, and stuff like that. Like I said, it narrows down the playbook. So Coach McCarthy does a great job of, you know, trying to balancing it up and stuff like that. I don't think that's necessarily an issue. I know the line, they always want to run. And anytime you talk to a lineman, I thought, just run. Man. They can't care about anything else. But we got to do a better job. It'll all get about once we clean some things up.
Okay. Ryan, when you look at the run game, do you feel like, you kind of got it going toward the end there, mm-hmm. and you kind of got it going at the end in St. Louis, but those are really the only times that you guys have really felt like you got it rolling?
We definitely want to start faster. I want to start faster. We had no yards by the halftime, something like that. Something ridiculous. But, all hopes that guys want to do more. I want to do more. The expectation for myself, on myself, is super high. So I want to break every run, from the first run to the second one. So, but I understand it's a team. But you want to do your part. As much as, we're kicking butt and we're winning, I don't know what we were up at halftime. But, we still want to do more, so it's not, and I think that shows the type of attitude on these guys. The line wants to do more. Everybody wants to do more, no matter what. With wins, you want to dominate in every phase. And like I said, we knew that, with the defense, what they run, some of the looks were going to be more oriented towards passing. But you want to take advantage of the opportunities when you get those running ball. And they did a great job towards the end of the game when we were told we're going to run this. Regardless of what they come in, we're going to run the ball. I think that's just attitude. So guys are definitely playing hard. We're getting better. Guys are getting it done, but we expect more.
Were you a little bit fortunate today that you were playing a team that was down to 4 or 5 defensive linemen? Obviously, they were down to the third quarterback. You settled for 4 field goals there. Maybe
I don't know about necessarily fortunate. You take it, that's the game. We've been in situations like that. Injuries happen in the game. You never wish upon them at all. That's the nature of what we do. Guys go down, guys go up. If we were in that end, nobody would necessarily feel bad. And, you never want guys to get hurt or anything like that, but they got to still come out and play. We want to clean things up. At the end of the day, a win's a win. I don't care who you play or whatever team, because wins are hard to come by. They get paid, too, and that's their job, to fight and continue to fight the whole game. And they were. But we want to clean things up on our end, regardless of the penalties, not finishing in the red zone, different things. And it has nothing to do with the production, because you can see we're moving the ball pretty well, but we need to finish. And that's the difference between the team that takes it to that next step, being able to capitalize with touchdowns instead of field goals. Because we kept saying our defense is playing great, but we don't want to give them an opportunity to stick around. And how you do that is by touchdowns. 3 points are great. We love Mason. We do. We love what he does. But we want to get the ball in the end zone as offense, because the expectation is every time we get on that field, we want to score. Our first 2 drives were phenomenal to be able to do what we did. But we want that every time.
You've mentioned some frustration with the penalties. I'm wondering, in practice, how much of a priority is it, or how much do the coaches get after?
They do. It's a priority on this team. It's a priority on this team. And I think coaches, it's just a matter of focus, and it's really, especially pre-snap penalties. The combative penalties, when you're working hard, and inside the game, those are going to happen, certain things. But the pre-snap ones, we need to dial in a little bit more, as of all of us, whatever that means. And for them, we said, just keep everything clean. If that means we need to over-exaggerate some stuff, just keep moving your feet, make sure you fit. You got to do that. That's part of the game. We know, sometimes penalties happen, but the pre-snap stuff, you can avoid as much as possible.
Is it hard to try and get out of your mind? Maybe you're getting to be one of those teams with a rep, that the refs are going to come in thinking they're going to be calling stuff, and then you get 5 or 6 penalties into a game, and it's like, damn, this team gets picked on. Ticky-tack.
We let you guys worry about that. Okay. We worry about our end of just our performances and doing as much as everything we can to take that out of your mind. If we keep our hands inside and don't move, and they can't call it. they, you know, if we don't move before the ball snaps, they won't call it. And they might not necessarily be looking for it if we go a whole game without them, a different thing. So, like I said, it's on us. And guys work on it. They definitely know it's a priority, and they know it's something that we got to clean up. We can't have that. You can't expect to win week in and week out with the penalties and those type of things and not finishing drives. And, moving the ball is wonderful as an offense, but we expect to finish it.